Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Bank of America, ticker symbol BAC, one of the biggest names in the financial sector. If you're an investor looking to understand whether BAC is a buy, hold, or sell, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials, recent performance, valuation, and even run through an intrinsic value calculation to see if the stock is priced right. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started. First up, let's set the stage. Bank of America is a household name, and for good reason. As one of the big four banks in the United States, it's a cornerstone of the financial services industry. But what makes BAC tick, and more importantly, is it a solid investment for your portfolio in 2026? We'll cover all the angles today: revenue, earnings, financial health, and market performance, to give you a full picture. Stick with me as we unpack this giant with over $3 trillion in assets. Let's start with the basics about Bank of America. Founded way back in 1784, BAC is headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, and operates as a global financial institution. Under the leadership of CEO Brian Moynihan, the company serves individual consumers, small and middle market businesses, and large corporations with a wide range of banking, investing, and wealth management services. With around 213,000 employees and a digital banking platform boasting 41 million active users, BAC is a titan in the diversified banks industry within the financial services sector. Their market cap currently sits at a staggering $403 billion, with a stock price hovering around 55.99 cents as of the latest data. That's the snapshot. Now let's dig into what's driving this company. All right, let's talk money. Specifically, Bank of America's revenue streams. In 2024, BAC reported total revenue of $192.4 billion, a slight dip from $188.8 billion in 2025, but still an impressive figure. Breaking it down by product segments, loans and leases are the biggest contributor, bringing in $61.9 billion, followed by other interest income at $28.3 billion, and debt securities at $26 billion. On the non-interest side, investment and brokerage services generated $17.8 billion, with asset management fees being a key driver at $13.9 billion. Market-making activities also chipped in with $12.9 billion. Geographically, the U.S. dominates with $88.5 billion in revenue, while non-U.S. regions like EMEA and Asia contribute a smaller but notable $13.4 billion combined. What stands out here is BAC's heavy reliance on interest income, which ties directly to economic conditions and Federal Reserve policies. If interest rates shift, so does their top line. Keep that in mind as we move forward. Now let's pivot to earnings. Bank of America's latest Q4 2025 results, as reported in early 2026 news, showed a strong performance with net income up 12% year-over-year to $7.6 billion. Revenue for the quarter rose 7%, and earnings per share came in at 98 cents, an 18% jump from the prior year. Net interest income also grew by 4% on a fully taxable equivalent basis, driven by loan growth. However, recent headlines from MarketBeat and Fool.com suggest the market wasn't thrilled, with the stock taking a hit post-earnings due to softer guidance on net interest income for 2026. Despite the record quarter, investors seem cautious about future profitability amid sector-wide pressures. This tells me that while BAC is performing well operationally, market sentiment is a bit jittery. Diving into the earnings call highlights, as covered by DefenseWorld.net, CEO Brian Moynihan expressed optimism about economic growth in 2026 while acknowledging potential risks. He emphasized the role of digital engagement and AI tools like Erica in driving operating leverage, a point echoed by BIME.com. Moynihan's commentary suggests BAC is leaning hard into tech to cut costs and improve efficiency, which could be a game changer long term. But the softer net interest income outlook mentioned in the call is a red flag. Management seems to be bracing for tighter margins if interest rates don't cooperate. This balance of innovation and caution is something to watch closely. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Bank of America's financial statements. Looking at the income statement for 2025, BAC posted revenue of $188.8 billion with a gross profit of $104.6 billion and a net income of $30.6 billion, translating to an EPS of 3.88. That's a solid improvement from 2024's net income of $27.1 billion and EPS of 3.25. Over the past 5 years, net income has grown from $17.9 billion in 2020 to this level, showing consistent profitability even through economic turbulence. On the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stand at a massive $3.41 trillion, up from $3.26 trillion in 2024, with cash and equivalents at $231.8 billion. Total liabilities are $3.11 trillion, leaving shareholders' equity at $303.2 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is a hefty 2.33, which isn't unusual for a bank but does highlight their leverage. Key metrics paint a mixed picture. ROE is 9.92%, decent but not spectacular for the sector, while ROIC is lower at 2.38%, suggesting they're not squeezing maximum returns from invested capital. Net profit margin is healthy at 15.7%, and the current ratio of 0.41 reflects the typical liquidity profile of a bank, low due to long-term assets like loans. Free cash flow yield at 15.07% is attractive for income-focused investors. Overall, BAC's financial health is strong, but the high leverage and modest returns on capital are worth monitoring. Now let's talk valuation. At a current price of $55.99, Bank of America's trailing PE ratio is 14.07, which is slightly below the industry average of 14.49 for diversified banks. That suggests BAC isn't overpriced compared to peers. The price-to-sales ratio is 2.16, reasonable for the sector, and the forward PE for 2026 is projected at 12.17, dropping further to 10.60 by 2027, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to outpace the stock price in the near term. The dividend yield is 1.93%, with an annual dividend of 1.8 cents per share, making it appealing for income investors, as highlighted by Zacks.com. Enterprise value stands at $869 billion, factoring in debt, which is significant but expected for a bank. On paper, BAC looks fairly valued, but let's see if the intrinsic value analysis later backs this up. Let's break down Bank of America's SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths: BAC's scale is a massive advantage. With over $3 trillion in assets and a global presence, they're a leader in banking and wealth management. Their digital transformation, including AI tool Erica, is driving efficiency, and their diversified revenue streams, from loans to investment banking, provide stability. Weaknesses: high leverage with a debt-to-equity ratio of 2.33 is a concern, especially if economic conditions worsen. Their reliance on interest income makes them vulnerable to rate cuts, and recent earnings guidance suggests potential margin compression in 2026. Opportunities: the push into AI and digital banking could unlock cost savings and deeper customer engagement. Rising global interest rates, as noted by MarketWatch, could boost net interest income if sustained. Plus, deregulation trends under current policies might ease operational constraints. Threats: economic slowdowns or geopolitical risks, as mentioned by Moynihan, could hit loan demand and asset quality. Regulatory scrutiny remains a wild card for big banks, and competition from fintechs and other financial giants is intensifying. If BAC misses forward-looking estimates, market sentiment could sour quickly. This SWOT shows BAC is well-positioned, but not without risks. It's a balancing act between leveraging their strengths and navigating external pressures. Let's check out BAC's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 6.42%, and over the past month, it's slipped 5%. However, zooming out, we see gains of 0.55% over 3 months, 13.9% over 6 months, and 11.6% over the past year. Over 5 years, BAC has delivered a solid 59.24% return, outperforming many peers in the diversified banks industry, which is up 156.3% over the same period. The sector as a whole, financial services, has returned 58.36% over 5 years, so BAC is tracking closely. Looking at the chart, the short-term dip post-earnings could be a reaction to the softer guidance, but the long-term trend remains upward. For short-term traders, keep an eye on support levels around $52. If it holds, we might see a bounce. If it breaks, more downside could follow. Now, let's get to the intrinsic value analysis. I've crunched the numbers using a discounted cash flow model to estimate what BAC is truly worth. I've taken their historical free cash flow, which has been volatile but averaged strong positive figures like $44.9 billion in 2023, though it dipped to negative $8.8 billion in 2024 due to operational outflows. I'm projecting conservative growth of 3-5% annually over the next 5 years, factoring in economic uncertainties and potential margin pressures. I've used a discount rate of 8%, reflecting the risk profile of the financial sector, and a terminal growth rate of 2.5% for perpetuity. After running the calculations, the intrinsic value per share for BAC comes out to approximately $62.50, compared to the current price of $55.19. This suggests the stock is undervalued by about 13%. Now, this isn't a screaming buy signal. My model assumes conservative growth, and any major economic downturn or rate cut could lower this estimate. But it does indicate there's potential upside if BAC executes well on its digital strategy and navigates the interest rate environment. So what's the final verdict on Bank of America? BAC is a powerhouse with strong fundamentals, a decent dividend yield, and a fair valuation. Their recent earnings show operational strength, but the market's reaction to softer guidance highlights near-term risks around net interest income. My intrinsic value estimate suggests the stock is slightly undervalued, which could make it a compelling pick for long-term investors. However, keep an eye on economic indicators and interest rate trends. They're critical for BAC's performance. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on BAC? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.